We're dealing with a situation to where the Association of Baptist Churches has pretty much denied that any of their Baptist ministers, the ones who investigated or the ones from the committee, they're denying, I guess, from the original 2000 reports that any of them had knowledge of physical or sexual abuse in such a way that they felt compelled to actually call law enforcement. So they're saying from...
Go ahead.
They're saying from the original documentation, they cite from a Miller Valley Baptist Church report that was apparently sealed from the eyes of the association. They're saying that their ministers, as they met, and the three men who were tasked to investigate at Miller Valley, that essentially all their investigation contained in that original 2000 report that was submitted for evidence, I believe, said none of those guys had knowledge of physical or sexual abuse, and so they did not deem it necessary to call law enforcement at that time back in 2000.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak on behalf of what they were thinking, obviously,
right,
back then. I can just go based off of what documentation I have.
Right.
And in, I don't know who wrote it, but in one of those documents, it states that what they were investigating was, in fact, child abuse, and that it could have been reported to law enforcement. And they write, I mean, so to me, that shows that they did have enough to report it to law enforcement.
Okay.
And that they didn't.
Right.
Whether they knew about the molest or not at that time, I don't know. And it appears to me that maybe they may have had their suspicions, but didn't have any disclosures from any advocates.
Okay.
As far as the molest charges, but the physical abuse, I believe that they did know was actually child abuse, and that they did not report it.